I'm violinist Simone Porter, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm 15 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Claire, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. Halloween is coming up, which means it's Spooky Week on Kids Commute, one of our favorite weeks of the year. And this year, we're going on a musical mystery treasure hunt. This week, we're listening to and for one of the oldest spooky melodies in music history. In Latin, this melody is called the Dies Irae, which translates to Day of Wrath. Wrath is another word for extreme anger. And in this instance, it's referring to the anger of God. The lyrics came from a poem, which was written well before it was actually given a tune. The tune itself is a Gregorian chant, which is a kind of plain chant used in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, we don't know exactly who wrote this particular piece of music, but the general agreement is that it was written by Thomas of Celano, who was a Franciscan monk who lived in the 1200s. Yeah, like 800 years ago. Dies Irae, or Day of Wrath, was used in the Roman Catholic Requiem Mass in Italy, starting in the 14th century. A Requiem Mass is used for funerals. The Dies Irae is also used in music that suggests the biblical end of the world. Here's a translation of a few of the lyrics. Day of wrath and doom impending, heaven and earth in ashes ending. I mean, you don't get much spookier than that. And the Dies Irae is very popular. It's been used by at least 29 other composers, and this week we'll be hearing some of them. Today, though, we're going to hear the original version, the Dies Irae attributed to Thomas of Celano. It's performed by the Gregorian Choir of the Grimbergen Abbey.
Dies Irae, Dies Irae, solvet secum in favilla, teste David cum sibilla. Quantus tremor est futurus, quando iudex est ventus,
Nemeperdas iradie. Mariam absolvis fi, et latronem exaudis fi. Miquoque spende visti. Precious me non sum dimine, sed tu bonus far benigne, ne pere mi cremen inne. Intero fes locum presta, et apedis me sequestra, statuem sin parte dextra. Confutatis maledictis, flammis sacribus addictis, vocam mecum benedictis. Oro supplex et acclinis, cor contritum quasi scini, lacrimosa dies illa, quare surgeter ex favilla. Judicatus homo reus, uic ergo pace Deus. Pie Iesu Domine,
that was the spooky, spooky Dies Irae, Day of Wrath, performed by the Gregorian Choir of the Grimbergen Abbey. Now that we've learned the original theme, we'll be listening for the Dies Irae, mysteriously hidden in music, all week. Yay, spooky week! Okay, kids commuters, time now to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we'll ask you this question, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize envelope, give you a shout-out on the air, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Here is the question. What animal's main defense mechanism is to play dead? Do you know the answer? Send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. If you don't know yet, don't stress. We'll have some hints coming your way throughout the week. What animal's main defense mechanism is to play dead? 231-237-7482. Don't forget your name and address. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.